they got into this, and it's really not all that of a momentum, and I know why we've lost some, but hopefully after the year starts, we get back into the study of the Bible, the books of the Bible. We got to get back. I want to just, what we'll do is go back over a little bit of Ezra, Nehemiah, and then get into our study of the books of the Bible after I finish this. However, I will warn you, tell you, I do want, and I'm working, if I can get with Sylvia, I do want to give you some charts on all the material. We have studied Jerusalem, its entire history, and I just can't let it go, so I'm working on a chart that just runs down the main events of the city of Jerusalem for us. We have done, I feel like we've laid a great foundation for the study of the Roman Empire as it relates to Christ and Jerusalem and the church. I hate to let that go, so I'm working on a chart that give you on the Roman Empire, and I thought about a little church history chart, but I'll have to see. That's a lot of work that I'm going to have to be doing in January on those, but I do want to get that, and I'm also hopefully we'll have in February the first booklet and maybe even the second booklet of the survey class, which is going to be very important and to help subsidize and work with our tape ministry is that first book just dealing with basic introductory material about the Bible. So I hope to have that out in February at the latest. So it's going to be very busy, but I do feel like we should take advantage of all the material we have studied. Well, for those of you that are here, let's get to work. We have to finish up the 20th century. And what we're doing, as you know, is just going through some of the highlights. I'm dropping some of the things that I had thought about mentioning because I would like to finish this up. Well, even though it is not directly from the Bible, it is related to the fact that Christ controls history. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, as we just list the things that have happened in history, we begin to see the momentum of the trends of the church age. Those people, those individuals, generation who accepted Christ as Savior, who are influenced by Bible doctrine. Likewise, those generations who reject Jesus Christ as Savior. And then, Heavenly Father, go on the frantic search for philosophical, ideological justification for existence and for actions. Heavenly Father, it is a reminder to us that we are here to reflect the glory of the Lord, make decisions, and understand our existence from the Word of God. To this end, then, Father, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. All right, 1924. Let's go over some things that occurred in 1924. And as I said, we're finishing up this century, and I'm even more impressed with the 21st century that is about to come. Young people, the challenge that they're going to have before them is absolutely, it's actually mind-boggling. No way have we reached the ultimate of anything. The 21st century for young people in the mind, in understanding the things to be developed are just frightening in the sense of anticipation. It is going to be a remarkable century, and I certainly hope that I'll be around for the first 20 or 30 years of it, but it is just going to be absolutely fascinating, the development, not so much historically in the area of science and that, but in the area of the mind, the philosophical, ideological reaching of man. Never before in history of the church has conservatism been so accepted as it is right now. And the mind, writers, we need writers right now. We need spokesmen to really take advantage of what is happening in the world. It is absolutely fascinating. All right, 1924, just to continue some of the things that are happening. I don't know if we completed 1924 or not, so let me just go over the year. If you have some of these things, that's all right. The USSR founder, Lenin, died in 1924, and with Lenin, even though he died, the USSR, with his ideology, is having its impact in history. A lot of things have happened. Mussolini is favored as the ruler in Italy, and that is taking its toll as far as Italy is concerned. some of the other things that are happening, feeling of revolution. And we're in 1924, but the feeling of revolution in Britain, throughout Europe, is the writers. You've got Mussolini, Lenin, Stalin, all of these people. The Marxist ideology is invoking in people the thrust of revolution. You will see, as we go through this thing, it's going to take a while to come across the ocean and hit the American youth. But in Europe, in 1920s, you have a very strong movement to revolution, setting the stage for World War II, discontent, all the things that are going to happen in the next 15 years leading up, for 14 years before the World War II actually occurs. But the seed is deeply set as far as all of these things are concerned. Calvin Coolidge wins the presidency in America. Winston Churchill is being one of the great leaders in England, and he's coming into his area. Just for America, J. Edgar Hoover is appointed the director of the FBI, and so that's what's happening here in 1924. Also, just very quickly, the let's see, some of the other little things. We'll forget all of that. Some of the writings. Let me just give you one of the writings. Legal Foundations of Capitalism. Legal Foundation of Capitalism is one of the primary writings. Democracy and Leadership. One of the things we're going to notice as we go into World War II and coming out of World War II is the great attack on leadership, particularly after the war. Liberalism and evil are going to attack leadership, even in the church. Karl Barth, a man that we had to study in seminary. I'm not even sure the man's a believer, but he wrote in a writing, The Word of God and the Word of Man. It is a dialectic work, and you don't even want to waste your time, but this is the kind of thing that's hitting the theological area of the theology that students are having to study. Alcohol is becoming very strong in America, the use of alcohol in the 20s, and this will be magnified in going into the 30s. You're going to have the prohibition movement, all of that type of thing is going to occur. Religion is going to try to force its legislative on man, and as you know, it doesn't work. The prohibition had to be repealed. Whenever the church tries to govern society, society is in trouble, but what's worse is the backlash. Just for those of you that care about this type of thing, in 1924, you had Cecil B. DeMille's Ten Commandments came out, the movie Ten Commandments. That's how old that one is. Let's see some of the other things. There is the first World Power Conference held in London. First World Power Conference, and that is going to arrive at absolutely nothing, just like the United Nations and the United Council of Churches and all these types of things is concerned. All right, Will Rogers in 1924 is at the height of his career. Let's move to 1925. In 1925, we have a woman becoming the first governor of a state in America. This is in the state of Wyoming. And the lady is Mrs. Ross, R-O-S-S, first governor, woman governor. Remember, the women just received the right to vote a few years prior to that. Hitler, in 1925, Adolf Hitler reorganizes the Nazi Party and is gaining great strength in Germany. Great strength in Germany, and publishes his first copy of Mein Kampf, M-E-I-N-K-A-M-P-F. Mein Kampf, which will have its great effects on the world. Those of you that are interested in the writing literature world, this is the year that The Great Gatsby was written at this time. Sinclair Lewis is writing also at this time. But let me give you some of the other writings. Some of the things, these are the things I'm more interested in for this class, for you to feel what's happening in the world. One of the main writings at this time is Psychology and the Church. What we're going to have is a change in the late 20s, going into the 30s, you're going to have a change in school and in church, in education of children and in church. The educational system is going to take on the thrust that knowledge is already inside. We just have to get it out. That's the evil we're living in today. The church is going to start leaving. The church is going to start leaving the study of the Bible and really pick up man-centered psychology, sociology, all of this type of thing that we are involved in today. And I'll show you some of the other trends that we're moving toward. And these are the things that are going to continue to change and swing in the next century because they're failing. The church is failing people today, and these are the types of influences. But as far back as 1925, psychology and the church, these things are going to start happening. Just for your knowledge, the London Bible Society distributes 10 million Bibles in 566 languages. 10 million Bibles in 566 languages. Another writing in 1925 is the Psychology of Socialism. The Psychology of Socialism. Psychology, psychoanalysis, all of these things are starting to make a great impact. And of course, the backlash of that we're feeling, but the reaction has already started in our time. It's going to be very interesting to see where all of this goes in the 21st century. And I've already told you how this has caused a lot of people, though, not a lot. It has caused some to go to the Bible, study the Bible. Lexicons are starting to be very, very refined now. Students in the study of Greek and Hebrew to meet the challenge of a psychological analysis of the Bible. All of these things are happening in the spiritual battle that is going on. You have cults developing. We've already taken a look at Seventh-day Adventists, the Mormons, Christian Science. A lot of these cults are coming in. Just so much is going on as far as the spiritual realm is concerned at this time. Let's see. And also in 1925... let's see, we have the discovery of cosmic rays in the upper atmosphere. This is going to have some later effects as far as history is concerned. Let's see. Oh, this is also the year of the Scopes case, S-C-O-P-E-S. This is the school teacher goes on trial for violating the Tennessee law that prohibits teaching of the theory of evolution. I want you again to note what happens when the church and church people try to pass laws and force our thoughts on everyone else. Do you see where we are in school today? Now you cannot even mention God. You cannot mention the Bible. You cannot mention and talk about the creation theory. Believe it or not, whether you like it or not, it's a backlash. We, first of all, we being religion, and we're not, but we're identified with that camp, we try to pass laws. You can't even teach that kind of stuff. If we would have left things alone and just said, okay, and not made a big thing out of law passing, you can't teach evolution, you can't teach this, the backlash would not have occurred. But any time throughout the church age, when the church tries to dictate laws, you cannot believe the repercussions. And right now, our school system, as far as teaching evolution and creationism, is just simply a backlash against Christians and religious people who wanted to, first of all, pass laws, you can't do anything. And if we would learn how to handle circumstances, be a lot better off. But no, even today, we're trying to pass laws on prayer. We're trying to superimpose our standards by law on everyone else. Prayer, abortions, all of these things. But believer, the backlash historically is unbelievable. And it just isn't worth what happened. But anyway, 1924, the Scopes trial went on the case, and this is going to start changing the whole teaching ideal of creationism in school. 1925, a copy of the Bible. The copy of the Bible cost the equivalent. The copy of the Bible cost the equivalent of approximately $2,000 in the 14th century. In 1455, a Bible would have cost approximately $500. In the 17th century, $100. By 1925, the Bible cost $3. Of course, all of this goes with the printing press and all of this type of thing developed, but just since that's an area of our interest, I thought you might be interested to know that. Let's note some. I'm leaving out a lot of things. We don't have time for some of the interesting things that we just got to go on and study. Let's see, 1925, you ladies would like to know, female fashions featured the straight dresses without waistlines, skirts moved above the knees, and that set the religious crowd into hysterics and sin and horrible things that they did, and the backlash occurred, and the skirts dropped again, and now back up, now dropping. It's all, these are just things that happen in trends and that are going to happen. The state of education, or the state of Tennessee, forbids sex education in school. And again, we're bearing the backlash of all of that kind of stuff in schools today. 1926. Tension is starting to build between Italy and Germany. Fascism among the youth in Italy is growing. And Nazi party of young people in Germany is growing. The youth are getting involved in fascism and in Nazism throughout Europe. Let's see. All right, Keynes, K-E-Y-N-E-S. Keynes is writing his book titled, his writing titled, The End of Laissez-Faire, L-A-I-S-S-E-Z, capital F-A-I-R-E, The End of Laissez-Faire. Who knows? It, of course, freedom has remained, capitalism has remained, but in the 21st century, we might even be able to move toward a laissez-faire type of understanding. Another writing in 1926, Religion and the Rise of Capitalism. The Religion and the Rise of Capitalism. For those of you that care, in 1926, Ben-Hur was first made into a movie. This is also the time for you ladies of Rudolph Valentino during this time. All right, there's a great development in 1926 of the recorder, a tape recorder being developed at this time. All right, also in 1926, we have the beginning of long distance air routes. Now, not just solo flights by people, but actual routes made by airlines to transport people on a scheduled basis began in 1926. This is beginning to develop. All right, let's move to 1927. By the way, 1926 also is Houdini died. I was always fascinated with him as a child, the movies and things, but that's the year that Houdini died. All right, 1927. 1927, we have Black Friday. This is the collapse of the German economic system. This is going to give great increase of power to Adolf Hitler. Whenever you have a problem in finance, a problem in the economy, evil comes right in and takes over. And this happens both in America, happens throughout the world. The Nazi Party, Hitler's Nazi Party, is more and more organized and becoming having its impact as far as Germany is concerned. Yeah, I'm going to leave out the story of Trotsky. We'll study that when we come to church age history. So we'll leave that. Let me give you some of the writings of 1927. Again, in the writings, the prominent writings, predominant writings, you find out what people are thinking, what's going on. All right, 1927. the progress of knowledge, the progress of knowledge in philosophy. John Dewey, and again I emphasize you should read John Dewey's writings to understand the wrong turn that we made. We should have stayed with these principles, but we didn't. But anyway, John Dewey, The Public and Its Problems, The Public and Its Problems. Sigmund Freud is writing all of his sex ideas at this time, influencing the thought of man at this time. Also, The Origin of Christian Theology. The Origin of Christian Theology and Canonical Dogma. C-A-N-O-N-I-C-A-L, that's the Bible. And Canonical Dogma. It's going to be a great move in the 20th century up to today in anti-dogmatism. Especially after World War II, we're going to have a great movement in seminaries against teaching dogma. You're going to have the rise of the social gospel. Unity is going to become the great issue. Don't worry about doctrine. Don't worry about dogma. The great thing is going to be love and unity. And I'll show you the development of all of this as we go along. And this is the way that things are going. However, now people are becoming greatly split, and other things are happening. It's just fascinating to see what's happening in the spiritual realm of the 20th century. But let me finish. The Origin of Christian Theology and Canonical Dogma. We have also the beginning of existentialism. This really hit America in the 60s and 70s, but it was formulated in 1927 by a Heidegger. If you know anything about theology, you know his name, H-E-I-D-E-G-G-E-R, Martin Heidegger. He wrote Existentialist Philosophy. This is going to come into the spiritual realm, as I said, in the late 50s, 60s, and 70s, dealing with existentialism. But some people are still trying to figure out what it is. Don't worry about it. If you don't know, it's already forgotten, and we're moving on into other thoughts. You've just passed you by if you didn't learn what it meant. We had to at school, but still was a waste of time. I got no spiritual edification from Heidegger, Bultmann, Barth, any of these type of people that I had to study in seminary. All right, let's move on. In 1927, very quickly. By the way, for those of you that do enjoy good music, George Gershwin is making his music at this time, G-E-R-S-H-W-I-N. In the 20s, he's making his impact in the musical realm. Let's see what else is going on that we want to deal with. Forget that. The Harlem Globetrotters are formed, organized in 1927. That's how far back they date. Johnny Weissmuller is the great swimmer and going to go into the Tarzan movies at this time, which we're still seeing on Sunday morning if you don't go to church. All right. 1928. They were moving closer. The beginning of the first five-year plan of Russia, the USSR. If you know anything about their history, you know that they plan on conquering the world in five-year plan segments. And so this is the beginning of the first five-year plan in the USSR. I used to know all of their plans and used to go around and speak on them and all that kind of stuff. And it's amazing how we studied in the Word of God that God laughs at the schemes of man. And that is just one of them. This is the time also when Chiang Kai-shek, C-H-I-A-N-G, capital K-A-I, dash, S-H-E-K, Chiang Kai-shek is the president and ruler of China, and he will have his great effects in history in the negative realm. All right, some of the writings in 1928. Some of the writings of 1928. We have The Logical Structure of the World. The Logical Structure of the World, Neo-Positivism. If a person wants to reject Bible doctrine, reject the study of the Word of God, there is any number of ideologies and philosophies for that person to go to. Some of you have roamed around in your life and you've run into every kind of thing, every kind of thought in Europe and in America. You can just almost come up with anything you want to believe. But the first thing you do is reject the dogma of the Word of God. and then you go into anything, and I'll promise you, whatever you want to believe, there's some group somewhere meeting right now that would love to have you in their group. But this type of thing is developing, the logical structure of the world, neo-positivism. Another writing, the nature of the physical world, the nature of the physical world. Now, do you see what we're getting into? We're moving into where we are today in a man-centered theology. You'll notice how all of these things are self. We've moved away. 1800s, 1700s, we were dealing with God. These were the great writings. Now we've moved away from God, and we've moved to all of these things in the 20th century deal with self, to where now we are in a man-centered philosophy, a man-centered religion, and most churches, most preachers, most people relate Christianity and the Christian way of life all centered around man, not around the Lord, but centered around man, man doing for man. You're going to live the Christian life as man and man. And we live in a total self-consumed society today. But what I'm showing you is the development. You have Sigmund Freud bringing us to a sexual realization of self. You have all of these philosophers and people talking about positive thought, the rationale for things. All of these things are going on. They're going to take the Bible, make it very rational, make it work in their ideologies if they're leaning that way, whatever they want to do. The movement of thought is unbelievable. So you have relation. We have in 1928 the logical structure of the world, the nature of the physical world, relationships between the ego and the unconscious. All of this is coming up. Man's very self-centered as we move into and to develop the 20th century. And therefore, we're totally occupied. If you want to understand who and what you are, you have to go to self. And that's why it's so difficult for me in teaching the Word of God and in pastors who study, say you do not have to understand self. For if you are a born-again believer, inside of you resides Jesus Christ. It is not I who live, but Christ who dwelleth in me. If you want to understand yourself, you do not have to understand yourself in the realm of the world. You have to understand Jesus Christ. You have to understand the Word of God. You have to understand the angelic conflict. In other words, you have to give full concentration not to yourself, but to the Lord and to the Word of God. But people are not prone to do that. They do not want to do that. They're more occupied with themselves in the man-centered theology. But these are the things that have brought us to where we are. We just didn't get here. So relationships between the ego and the unconscious. Here's a good one for some of you ladies. The Intelligent Woman's Guide to Socialism and Capitalism, 1928. Sounds like it should have been written today. I might have to go to the library and look that up. I have never read it. I don't know what the thrust of that one is, but that's what's being written at this time. A lot of writing on marriage. We don't have time to go through them, but the whole ideal of marriage. Remember, divorce is now on the increase in Europe. It is so easy now in Europe, France, Britain, Italy, these countries. Divorce is now on the rise. Marriage is changing. The whole marriage structure of the home is changing, and that's going to come around in America. 1928 was the first Mickey Mouse film by Disney. Let's see, getting into some more important things. If you are interested in music, and I am, Toscanini, T-O-S-C-A-N-I-N-I, is named the conductor of the New York Symphony and has its great impact. let's see what else we have going. In 1928, we have Earhart, Amelia Earhart. You know her story. She's the first woman to fly across the Atlantic. She did it in 1928. All right, 1929. Trotsky, I will tell you this, it's important in history, T-R-O-T-S-K-Y. Trotsky is kicked out of the Russia. So things are going to start happening in that area. Coming from our study that we have studied already, the Arabs attack Jews in Palestine. The Arabs attack Jews in Palestine, and you have a great movement of anti-Semitism from Russia, Italy, Germany, and the Arab states. So the anti-Semitism is picking up in history. By this time, Hitler has organized the SS, by the way. William Faulkner is writing. I enjoyed some of his writing, even though they're about not very doctrinal in any way, but from the literature standpoint, they're very good. William Faulkner, F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R. Hemingway is writing in this period. Now, some of the other writings that are influencing thought. All right, we have The Quest for Certainty. The Quest for Certainty by John Dewey. Heidegger, What is Philosophy? See, this is 1929. What is philosophy? Another writing is Preface to Morals. We're going to attack morals as we come out of the war. Morals are being questioned now, and why should I do this? Why should I be moral? And what is moral? What is immoral? As you move away from an emphasis on God, we'll put it here, as you move away from an emphasis on God and you increase the emphasis of man, then you're going to move away from any type of law or dogma that's outside of man. In other words, where we are today, man is the supreme. See, as you decrease your emphasis in God and the authority of God and the existence of God, and you increase man, then you're going to reach a point where man is supreme. There is no law greater than man, no dogma greater than man, and therefore whatever man wants to do, as where we are in our society, we'll see what the swing is in the next century. But man is now at the point where there's no law, no dogma, I can do whatever I want. No capital punishment because there's no law outside of man. So it affects all areas, theology, criminology. All these things are affected when you come into a man-centered philosophy and movement of thought in the church. Even the church has moved in so many areas that are not based upon the starting point of God, but on the starting point of man. When a pastor stands up and he is against capital punishment, for an example, he has demonstrated he has now taken the man-centered rather than the God-centered understanding of the Bible, much less just direct statements in the Bible that deal with it. But the point is, it's not just a matter. What I'm trying to get you to understand, it's not a matter of an isolated doctrine like capital punishment and these types of things. It is the whole concept of man and the concept of God that has come into the church, come into the seminaries, come into the classrooms, into people's lives. See? When you start off, or you continue where God is supreme, then you have man, and you realize then there is something infinitely superior to man, to which man must submit. There is an authority above man. But we're going to move into the 20th century into a total anti-authority, anti-God, the authority of God, the authority of law, the authority of dogma, all of these types of things, man is supreme. And as you move into all of these things, it's going to influence every area of life, including morals, homosexuality, all these things that are increasing. And make no doubt about it. Make no doubt about it. We can go from the moral breakdown in the study of all of these things that I'm trying to just to briefly give you an idea, the breakdown in morals, the breakdown in the family, to the increase in such things as homosexuality, all the way to child abuse, all of these types of things. They stem from the movement that we've been studying, a decreased interest in God, an increased interest in the man and man's centeredness and man's own self. That man is not held to higher things, see? And what a lot of people like to do, they want to try to bring in a little bit of God and a little bit of this and all of this type of thing, and you get, like I said, you get, here's the spectrum. You get everything involved. But this is where history is going to have to finally come back into full recognition. But these are the things going on. 1929, The Quest for Certainty, What is Philosophy? Preface to Morals. Marriage and Morals, some more writings on marriage. Marriage and Morals, The Function of Reason by Whitehead. Whitehead's another important writer throughout this period of history. So these are the things going on. If you're interested in the movie world, Hitchcock movies are coming out as we close the 20s. They're now coming out. There are revolutionary changes in the talking movies. At this time, silent movies are about to die out as we go into the 30s and give way to the talking movies. Let's see. Precise time clocks are being developed in the courts. Crystal is being developed, and that's going to give precise timing. 1929, all of you know what happened in 29. This was Black Friday in the United States. This is the stock market collapse. The stock market collapse in 1929. The repercussions of it were far greater than needed to be. I majored in economics at the University of Houston, and for my senior paper I wrote how the stock market crash did not have to be that way, and just I think it was over 150 page of paper showing the why a lot of places that suffered did not need to suffer. In other words, you would take a place, and I was in Houston, lived in Houston. Here's a store in Houston that's doing quite well by the people around. He's adding on, so here are some workmen adding on. And these things are going on, but what happens, fear came in and struck him, so he cuts off these people, so now they're not working, and there was no reason why they shouldn't have been able to continue to work. People still needed his product. But what happened was fear came in, so he stopped this, stopped ordering, and the demand was increased. He had an increase in demand during the Depression. A lot of things happened in the Depression that simply did not need to happen. It's just the frantic of man that caused them to occur. But 1929, we have the stock market crash that occurred. Color television is just beginning to be experimented with as far back as 1929. Colored television. Colored films by Kodak are being made, just being made now in 1929. For those of you that want to get off of the crash and the economics, this was, of course, the year of the Great St. Valentine's Day Massacre that there's been so many movies made of. And so much concerning it. The days of the mafia and all that are going on at this time. All right, also in 1929, we have the first woman physician. The first woman physician to practice in Holland. She also established the first known birth control clinic. I gave you a little information concerning her last week. For those of you that are enjoy a little romance of life, this is the year that the very famous Lily Langtry died. And you know, the judge in South Texas had an infatuation with her. All right, I got to move on. I'm not making much time, but the popular song written at this time was Stardust and such things as Singing in the Rain. 1930... Taft is elected president. Excuse me, I'm sorry, that is not true. Taft, who was the president, will die in 1930s. That's the type of thing I wanted to leave out in this type of thing. Something that will interest those of you that are in that have been through this study all along. Remember all the way back at the time of Constantine and the division of the Roman Empire? We named the area Constantinople. Well, in 1930 is when that city's name is changed to what you know it today, what children learn in school today, Istanbul. I-S-T-A-N-B-U-L. But we studied the development of Constantinople and how Constantine made it the capital of the Eastern Roman Empire. But in 1930, it is changed from Constantinople to Istanbul. The German Nazi Party is gaining power in Germany, gaining seats in the control of the government. Anti-Semitism is growing throughout Europe in 1930. All right, some of the writings now. Some of the thought and writing going on in the in 1930. All right, we have the writing of the inferiority complex. The inferiority complex. We have a writing by Einstein on Zionism. Zionism. The Jews are of great interest to people, anti-Semitism, all these things going on. Civilization and its discontents. civilization and its discontents. Another very important paper by Harold Laski, L-A-S-K-I, Liberty in the Modern State. Liberty in the Modern State. Also in 1930, Mass Civilization and the Minority Culture. To show you what's happening in the spiritual realm and what people are doing to the Bible, the mysticism of Paul the Apostle. We're going to start the attack by trying to completely destroy the dogma and the understanding of the Word of God. Pluto is discovered in 1930, and I'm not talking about the dog, I'm talking about the planet. Pluto is discovered in 1930. Something that's still going on today, the Blondie series began in 1930. Alright, let's move to 1931. 1931, you have World Depression. 1931, World Depression. Alright, some of the writings. Philosophy and Civilization by John Dewey. Philosophy and Civilization. Another writing, The Way of Thinking. Imperial Sociology. Positivism and the Real Outside World. Positivism and the Real Outside World. Mankind and Technology. Jehovah's Witnesses, and I've given you the history of Jehovah's Witness, a very brief sketch of their history. Jehovah's Witnesses are formed from the International Bible Students Association. Jehovah's Witnesses are starting to come into their play. In 1931, for those of you that are interested, Frankenstein movie came out this year, but let's get into more serious things. We have a woman who is first elected to the U.S. Senate in 1931, Caraway, C-A-R-A-W-A-Y, of Arkansas, first woman to be elected to the U.S. Senate. 1931, just for the sake of it, the Empire State Building is completed. All right, 1932. Roosevelt wins the presidential election. I'm not going to go through all the things that are going on with Hitler, just to give you a feel of what's happening in the world. All right, some of the writings. Karl Barth writes on Christian Dogmatics, an attack on our understanding of dogmatism. Christian Dogmatics by Karl Barth greatly influenced seminaries and people on turning against dogma. We have another writing on existential. See more of that starting to come into play at this time. We'll forget the movies. I want to move on, so we'll forget what movies are being made. Some of the classics, however, are being made at this time. Japan begins its world conquest of world markets. It still goes on today, made in Japan. This is when it started, in the early 30s. Of course, when you pay cheap labor, you can, of course, make your product at a much less cost. But all of that deals with economics as well as the ideology of the workman. All right, 1933. Hitler is granted dictatorial powers in Germany. Remember, the economic condition is ready for that type of power. Also, right after being elected, given dictatorial powers, the first concentration camps are erected by the Nazis in Germany.
It's as early as 1933, the first concentration camps are being built in Nazi Germany. Let me just give you a statistic. By 1945, the end of the war, 8 to 10 million prisoners will have been interred in these prisons, and over half of these that number were killed. In 1933 also, with Hitler's increase to power, to let you see what happens when this type of evil thing occurs, all books by non-Nazi and Jewish authors are burned. All right, let's note some of the writings in 1933, some of the things being written. Scientific theory and religion. We're going to have the great movement of this occurring now. Scientific theory and religion. We have another one, nature philosophy. Nature philosophy. This is a logical interpretation of history. Also in 1933, modern man in search of a soul. Modern man in search of a soul. Note how so many things are coming back and orienting to man. Character analysis is starting to develop. Psychology and religion. I said I was going to forget the movie because I want to move on, but one of my favorite movies came out in 33, King Kong. So I will let you know that came out at that time. Jekyll and Hyde also came out in 33. All right. In 1933, you have over 60,000 people will leave Germany. They have to get out of there with Hitler taking into power, so they have to get out. Germany sets forth its four-year plan to abolish all unemployment. That is impossible, because there are always a percentage of people in every society who are bums, parasites, and do not want to work. So that type of thinking is just more of man trying to superimpose on man's own ideology. All right, let's go to 1934. Oh, by the way, also in 33, Jews are boycotted from Germany. Jews are starting to be hated. Many of them are leaving Germany. A lot of things are occurring in this area as far as Germany is concerned. Also in 1933, to show you the backlash of things, the 21st Amendment to the Constitution repeals prohibition. So we had prohibition. It didn't work. Why didn't it work? Not because we're for or against alcoholism or drunkenism. It's trying to legislate these types of things. Someday the church is going to wake up to that. I hope it's not too late. Oh, this is also the time when Gandhi, G-A-N-D-H-I, that evil man that they presented as a great person in a movie, one of the most evil men in history, modern history, is having his power. He rises civil disobedience in India at this time. A lot of these people that are for revolution are starting to make their way into the world at this time. I'm not going to go through it. A lot of famous people are being assassinated in Germany, in India, and throughout the world that these dictators do not want to have around anymore. So they're starting to be gotten rid of. All right. Let's go to 1935. Social Security comes into play under Roosevelt. Here again, it's the time and it's the type of ideology. Hitler has his, we're going to do away with unemployment. Mussolini has one. England has one. And so Roosevelt got into it also with that very horrible thing that has not worked and is only getting worse as far as Social Security is concerned. Something must be done, but not that type of evil. Also in 1935, the major writing, Suffering and Existence. suffering and existence to go along with this whole thing of poverty, what's happening in the world, people trying to work with it. AA is formed. Alcoholism is at an all-time high, so the AA is formed. All right, 1930. Well, those of you that are interested in history, in case you've wondered when these things happened, we have studied Persia, the Persian Empire, for so long. In 1935, the name is changed to Iran. So whenever you think of Iran, that's the history of Persia, Cyrus the Great, all the things that we studied with Persia, and the anti-Semitism, all the things we studied in the history of Jews is in the area that is modern Iran. All right, let's see, 1936. Roosevelt is reelected president. Chiang Kai-shek declares war on Japan, so we're moving into World War II. In the literature world, Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell is written at this time. As far as a writing, The Theory and Practice of Socialism. Very high on the list now is man-centered, and these types of things are just going to come into play the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and hopefully as we understand these things now, we'll see what's going to be the thought in the 21st century as all of this is going to continue. All right, 36. That's the year Jesse Owens won 4 Olympic medals. Most of you know that. You should know it anyway. You've seen it enough on TV this year. All right, 1937. The communists are making movements. Nazism is making movements. Things are happening in Japan. Some of the writings, ends and means, where the ends justify the means, or the means justify the ends. All of this type of thing is happening. This is where we're going to have a complete change in morality, complete change in all these things to justify the ends, and evil ideology is on its way. You have the writings on the neurotic personality. They're going to start naming people and naming their problems now in the man-centered movement that we are now in. All right, 1938. Anti-Jewish legislation is enacted in Italy to follow that which has just occurred in Germany. Anti-Jewish legislation is enacted. John Dewey, the logic. The Theory of Inquiry. Logic, The Theory of Inquiry. And then he wrote another one called The Experience and Education. You really should read John Dewey if you're interested in the education of children. The Realm of Truth. Great movement toward truth and what is truth in modern times. Now, we saw last week the beginning of the weekend. Now, in 1938, the 40-hour week is established. As we turn the century, we're going to be doing away with the weekend, with the doing away with the blue laws, which have no problem with us. But doing away with the blue laws is going to change the weekend. We're also going to change this 40-hour week thing. Our children are not going to understand our life and our civilization. The 21st century, the society is just going to be structured so differently, it's really going to be unbelievable. Let's finish 39, and that way we can finish all of this in the 50s, the 40s and 50s and 60s. All right. In 1939, The Rape of the Masses, a horrible writing but very important as far as its influence. The Rape of the Masses. John Dewey, Freedom and Culture. John Dewey wrote Freedom and Culture. Another writing at this time, The Philosophy of Physical Science, Philosophy and Physical Science, Man and Nature, Man and Nature. You ladies would like to know, I guess, nylon stockings first appeared in 1939. All right, in 1939, World War II begins. 1939, World War II begins, and with this we'll close and get ready for our study tonight in the service. So, World War II, Germany invades Poland, September the 1st. Britain and France declare war on Germany, September the 3rd. So, World War II began in 1939. The writing, well, the only one we'll note is on love. We're going to show you the development now where man is going to start turning away. First of all, we turn from God to man, have a lot of problems with man, so we're going to resolve the problems of man by turning to love. We're going to do away with honor, going to do away with righteousness, do away with justice, do away with integrity, and we're going to solve man's problems with man on the basis of love. As you turn from righteousness, justice, and integrity, therefore you justify the actions of man in any type of ideology and philosophy. This is where we are today in the movement, and it's just starting in 1939, 1940, it's going to be the great movement now, where this is going to be the great thing after the war. So we're going to move into, especially in the 60s, up through now in the 80s, this is going to be the great movement. Again, it is opposed to righteousness, justice, and integrity, and it's going to bring in God, but not in the biblical sense. A lot of Christians, preachers, religious people talk about love and justify a lot about love at the sacrifice of righteousness and justice and integrity of man. You don't need integrity. Let's deal in love, and you know how all of that's going to go. But what I'm showing you is how we have moved now in the ideology and in the theology and in teaching. We've now moved to this point. And more and more, some of the writings that are coming out now, we're beginning to get back. You're beginning to hear the word integrity more. You're beginning to hear more about virtue, about honor. And we might be moving in the 21st century as we move into conservatism, as it is going around the world right now. You might have the challenge of the man-centeredness and love and moving back to some higher virtues of life, some higher things of life that are outside of man and in authority over man. Well, all of that remains to be seen, but I'll show you the development of the love movement in the writing. But it starts, the first major starting of writing is in the late 30s going into the 40s, and so we have that type of writing going on. Well, we will hopefully next Sunday, if I can, finish up this segment. I know it's not all that important, but it is interesting to see the trends, and then we will get back to our study of the books of the Bible. All right, let's close in a word of prayer and get ready for our study. Father, we are grateful for the opportunity to have this time to look at these trends, the development. And Heavenly Father, it is an encouragement to us once again to spend our life in the Word of God. It is your word that reveals who and what you are and your plan, not only for history, Heavenly Father, but for us individually as to where we fit in and the decisions that we should make to bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ. In his precious name we pray. Amen.